Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? We're here for the Doom Patrol After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Is the team going to kill each other before Mr. Nobody could even do anything? And is there a rat in the mist? Well, stick around because we have a lot to talk about.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Woo! Welcome, everyone, to the Doom Patrol After Show on AfterBuzz TV. We're talking Episode 7, Therapy Patrol. That's something that we need our characters to go through this week. I'm Solo Dolo this week. Elena is unfortunately not feeling well. She was at WonderCon all weekend, so send her love. Be sure to follow her and support her. She's awesome. And Tehran, he is out there doing his comedy thing. So he'll be back, though, so don't worry. But you guys are my co-hosts this week, so I'm going to be looking at that chat, talking with you guys. Give me your theories. Give me your questions. Give me all your conspiracies about this show because I'm alone here. But I'm going to do my best to be here with you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to live chat. Really appreciate it. I see you, Ivan. I see you, Jose, the Queen of Regal. You guys, let's do this. You guys are my co-hosts. Like I said, I'm Wendy Williams. Let's get to it. Therapy Patrol, we're going to talk about all the characters because everyone had such a great arc this episode. We're going to talk about Rita. We got to talk about Larry, Cliff, Jane, Vic. Am I missing anyone? Oh, my favorite character this episode, Admiral Whiskers. We got to show him some love for sure. And we got some news and predictions because WonderCon just went down this week and it was awesome. So let's get down to our first topic of the week, and that's Rita. At first, I thought this was actually going to be like a Rita-centered episode, which I love Rita. She's definitely one of my favorite characters. But it was nice to finally see like everyone get like a really good backstory real quick and everyone have an arc, because this to me was a very important episode because everyone, I think we needed kind of like a calm before the storm. Everyone needs to kind of, they need therapy. They need to be able to air out their grievances, air out their dirty laundry so everyone can work as a cohesive unit. So, so it was cool because we learned a little bit about Rita. That might not even be Rita's name, okay? Because Rita was a young girl we saw in the flashback. Her parents introduced her to like this starlet she looked up to, and they told her to introduce her to your stage name. And Rita was like, I am Rita Farr. And so I don't even know if that's her real name, but Rita was suffering in this episode because she could not pull herself together. She keeps turning into that big blob, the slime. But it was really cool because Rita, when she was kind of pulling herself together, she was basically saying, you know what, I'm going to be the best slime ball that I could be. And you know what? That was awesome. I'm like, you go, Rita. That was so cool for her to do that. And I think when I'm watching Rita each week, I really start to sympathize with her because Rita has been told to be something she's not. And I think you kind of become this mess. You become this ball of slime when you're not truly being yourself. Rita, for her whole life, was portraying a character, an actress, you know? So I think that was a really huge struggle. And even by the end of the episode, Rita doesn't really know who she is without being this star that she always wanted to be and always portrayed. So that was really, really tough for her to go through this episode. I don't know. What do you guys think about Rita? Billie Jean Girl 24, she says, now I want to know Rita's real name. What about you guys? Girl, I agree with you. What's her real name? Someone tell me. But we're going to move on to Larry, because Larry, this was deep, because Larry kind of went through kind of a sad upbringing because even his parents started to suspect that he was queer and they were talking about him. And even Larry, he was this little boy, maybe like 6 or 7, he listening to his parents say these things about him. Oh, you know, what are the neighbors going to think? What is church going to think? This is going to cost us so much money. And I was sitting here watching this episode. Obviously, it's a different time period. Things have gotten a lot better. But to know that this is something that affected Larry for his entire life, you know, at a young age, not even knowing what the...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This term queer and this term queer being used as a negative towards yourself. And these are your parents talking about you behind your back. So we move forward to him kind of being possibly toyed with from the entity, his negative energy. The entity kind of brought him back to a place with John, his former lover, where this was like, I think a day prior to the accident where, you know, he got tore up, he got blown up, you know. And I think this was a very important scene because Larry, this was like the first time of him kind of realizing his faults. And I think not only realizing your faults, but also saying them out loud and owning that. You know what? Sometimes you just have to recognize you're not perfect. And by admitting that you're not perfect or you have these faults about yourself, your character, you can start to really improve and move forward instead of, you know, being stagnant. So let's check out this chat. What are you guys talking about? Let's see. Ivan Soda. Rita's real name in the comics is Rita Farr. They changed it in the show. Oh, interesting. I wonder what her real name is in the show then. Let's see what else. Oh, yes. Billie Jean girl. I agree. Larry's parents are horrible people. I agree. They're terrible. Renji says, this proves my theory that Rita is also Madame Rouge. Oh my gosh. Mind blown. That would be so cool. Or wait, maybe that's not cool because Madame Rouge is a villain. Correct me if I'm wrong. Ooh, I don't know. Also, I should say that this episode was really cool because not only was it took place at the mansion, but it took place within one singular day. And we got to see each and every single character's own, like, their own story arc in the day and how they kind of intertwined and meshed with one another. Everything was, like, happening at the same time, basically. But it was cool how everything, by the end, formed in, like, one storyline. It reminded me of, like, a Simpsons episode. I meant to research that Simpsons episode, but I don't know if you guys are... Anyways, back to Doom Patrol. So we get to Vic, Cyborg. And his past involves him fearing his dad because I believe he broke his arm or something and he was talking to his mom. You know, remember, Vic's mom passed away due to Vic possibly causing the incident, and his father was just mad. Meanwhile, the mom was so supportive. She just wanted to really take care of Vic, but Vic seems to say, or what I'm getting from this story arc is that Vic kind of fears his dad. He's always kind of feared his dad. He's never seen his dad as a father figure, kind of like it's almost as if like it's a business partnership. It's like you're forced to have this guy as your dad. I don't know. It's not a personable family relationship that you would kind of normally have, I think. And he had a very interesting arc in this episode because Cyborg kind of went on like his old Tinder account or something. And it was interesting because his dad blocked out all of these notifications in the past and he started going through them. And we learned that some of these girls that I guess he matched with on his profile were really interested in him because that he's Cyborg. And it's kind of that situation where someone, say if you're famous or you're some kind of public figure and people are just interested in you because you're famous or you're a celebrity or you're a public figure, they don't really want to get to know you. They just want to maybe get with you or just kind of just because you have a certain status, they don't really want to get to know who you are. So that was really interesting to see. Let's see what the chat's saying. Let's see. Oh, Ivan Soto, this is something in the comics. Silas and Vic are never close in the comics. So there you go. And it's sad because I really want to trust Silas. I really do. But, something's fishy and we'll save that for predictions. So you guys get your predictions ready as well. Oh yeah. Ivan, I kind of agree with you. I'm not sure if I cared for the Tinder storyline. I think it kind of proved some comic relief. I know Cyborg has like his iconic, one of his iconic catchphrases is Booyah. I know in the original like Teen Titans animated series, Cyborg always said Booyah. And so that was kind of like homage to that, a reference to that, I think. But yeah, I think this storyline kind of just was implemented possibly just to see that Silas did in fact kind of block out these notifications. So clearly Silas is kind of blocking certain things in Cyborg. So if he could block something like this, clearly he could maybe block something else bigger. Maybe those memories, maybe he's altering memories. So that's, oh my gosh, and this is your father, Silas. And I really do want to trust Silas, but I think he's going about it the wrong way. You know, this is your son. This isn't a business partnership. This is someone that loves and cares about you, and you should do the same. Yep. Oh, Renji, he did remind me that Vic fell out of the tree, and his father was upset because Silas told him not to. So clearly, this is also coming into fruition in everyday life as an adult. Vic is doing things that his father doesn't want him to do, whether that's saving people, whether that's maybe finding out something that Silas doesn't want him to. So everything's kind of coming full circle, I've noticed. And that brings us to Cliff. Because, well, let's, before we get to Cliff, we'll get to Jane. Because Jane has kind of had like a really quick little arc in her storyline. In the past, Jane was a little baby in her crib. And she looked so adorable. However, her creepy, I assume that that was her dad watching her in her crib. He looked very, something didn't sit right with me. I don't know about you guys, but something didn't sit right with me when her quote unquote father, air quotes, was just glaring at her, just like looking down at her in the crib as if she was some kind of animal or some kind of experiment. I don't know. It was, gave me the bad juju vibes for sure. I don't know about you guys, feel the same. Fast forward to the present where Jane starts to fight with her personalities. I am a little fearful because I think I figured this would happen at some point. Jane starting to fight with her other personalities, or the personalities clashing with other personalities. So that's just great. We can't even be a cohesive unit because one of our members are literally fighting with their personalities. I'm very fearful what this could lead to. Because obviously we want to trust the chief, right? So, but I don't know what the chief's true intentions were with Jane. So I got to check out the chat. Let's see. Ivan, you are the MVP of this chat, I have to say, because you said Jane's father assaulted her in the comics. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that is absolutely creepy because going back to the flashback of him looking at his daughter in the crib. Oh my gosh, that is scary. That is absolutely scary. But I agree with Jose in the chat. Jane was a jerk with Rita. That's really sad because I agree, because Rita seems to really be trying to make improvements within the team, really trying to build relationships with one another. She's always kind of looked down upon. I don't know why, because she's really just trying. She's trying to fight, obviously, her body, but she's trying to fight for a spot on the team, for people to look at her as a team member or as someone valuable. And it's sad to see that Jane, obviously, well, okay, Jane kind of badmouths everyone on the team. So why am I surprised? So I guess this now brings us to Cliff, because Cliff, talking about earlier when I said things kind of coming full circle for some of the characters, Cliff in his flashback, we see him as a young boy and his parents fighting. And this was so reminiscent of how he fought with his own wife when he was older. So I was like, damn, you know, we're really seeing things. Things are a cycle within this show. And this even going back to, you know, years ago when the Doom Patrol was defeated by Mr. Nobody. We don't want these cycles to continue. We don't want Mr. Nobody to fight the new or to defeat the new Doom Patrol. So this also leads to Cliff back in present day starting to hallucinate. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what the heck is going on? How is he hallucinating? One, he's a robot. So how do you, because I'm thinking, okay, maybe Mr. Nobody is somehow controlling him or causing these hallucinations. But how do you, is that with magic, or how do you infiltrate a robot man? How do you infiltrate robot man from Mr. Nobody's standpoint? I don't know, but we later find out what happens. But basically before the whole therapy session happened, Cliff was hallucinating and thinking he was seeing Bump, who became Clara's stepfather, or maybe Clara even thinks that Bump is in fact her biological father. We don't know. There's been no confirmation yet, but we do see older Clara in this, but he's hallucinating. It's actually Cyborg. Bump is actually Cyborg, and we see that Clara is actually Jane. And I'm like, oh my gosh, thank goodness, because I didn't want Cliff to meet Clara as a crazy robot man. I mean, obviously they're going to meet sooner or later, but I didn't want Clara's first image of her actual father of him beating the crap out of Bump, you know? So that wouldn't have been good. Aunt Buck's in the chat. You did bring up a good point about his brain still technically, you know, his brain, he can infiltrate a brain. You know, his brain's not a machine. Good point. But yeah, this kind of brings to everyone coming into like the lounge. Everything's cool, calm, collected. We calm down our boy Cliff, and that's cool. And this is kind of when everyone starts to talk with one another. Rita kind of comes to the conclusion, like I said earlier, she doesn't really know who she is without being Rita Farr. And by saying that out loud, her legs, because she was in a wheelchair. She was kind of being, you know, chief, being in a wheelchair this episode. But by saying that out loud to everyone, her team, the Doom Patrol, her legs formed back. And that was really cool. And I just really get so behind Rita, because she is this character. I don't want to see her in a blob. Like, was anyone else grossed out by seeing her as a blob this episode? It looked disgusting. She was like this mermaid looking. But I got so behind her when she did grow back her legs, because I really want her to just stay as a human being with her stretchy skills, because that's awesome. And I think she can really be a value on the team. And I want the team to also think that she's valuable too. I definitely felt bad for Larry in this conversation, because he is someone who is very self-loathing, someone who's so hard on himself. And we understand why the entity in previous episodes said that he was so, he said muttered tortured, because that's what he's doing to himself. Larry is literally torturing himself and just being, he's not being a friend to himself. You need to be a friend to yourself. You can't be a friend or an ally to someone else if you're not even an ally to your own self. But I did think he made progress by admitting those faults, but he also needs to now work on his, he needs to improve on those qualities, you know? He's a work in progress, but I do really feel bad for him, especially being this queer character. And it's so relatable, because I feel like a lot of queer people in real life can kind of, not everyone, obviously, but there are people in this world who, because they are queer, because they are different, they do have this self-loathing with them, because they feel like they don't belong because they're different. And that's not the case. You know, this is Trans Visibility Day. You are loved. You are important. You are special. That goes to everyone, regardless of being, you know, regardless of gender, regardless of race, regardless of sexuality, religion, you are loved, you're important. And as long as you are not hurting anyone, as long as you are not discriminating against anyone, you are freaking awesome and you're not alone. So important. And this brings us to Vic, who said to the group that he killed his mom. And I don't think everyone on, I don't, I'm not sure if everyone knew that yet. I don't remember, but he did reveal that. And it definitely changed his life, that incident. But I'm still on the fence, because did that really happen? Did he really kill his... Chat, what do you think? Did Vic, Cyborg, really kill his mom that night? Or was that an accident? Did someone else do it? Something's not sitting well with me, and I don't know. I got to check on the chat. What are they saying? Larry is the person that knows exactly what his problem is, but he doesn't know how to solve it. Well, Larry, I think that you need to possibly, if you don't know how to solve it yourself, maybe Larry should open up to his team more or kind of find solace with one of his team members. Aunt Buck said, is Beast Boy, you think he's going to show up? I don't know. Maybe he will, because obviously Beast Boy was, you know, part of the Doom Patrol. That would be really cool, even though I don't think he'll join the Doom Patrol, you know, because he's busy. He's busy in Titans, okay? But I think he'll probably have an episode, you know, stop by, maybe have dinner again, you know, that'd be cool. You know, he still has a room, right? I don't know. It's been a while since I saw Titans. Let's see. And this brings us to Jane. Because we saw Jane painting, and she painted the painting of everyone dead, basically. And that was from the Hangman's daughter. And Jane goes as far as to tell Cliff that he's not a real man, and that she tells him, Jane tells Cliff that he's not a real man, but Cliff goes on to say, well, I'm the only one that likes you here in this room, and I only like one of your personalities, so I like 1/64th of you. And that obviously didn't sit well with Jane. But the shocking conclusion of this episode was the true mastermind behind this plot was not Mr. Nobody. It was someone that we didn't expect. Someone from 6 episodes ago. Someone named Admiral Whiskers, y'all. What did you think of Admiral Whiskers? I have to say, I'm team Admiral Whiskers, because I felt so bad when they ran over Whiskers' mom. That was so sad. Even Whiskers let out like a death cry, you know. It was so sad. I was like, come on, no, how could you kill his mom? I mean, it's a rat, but at the same time, you know, I felt so bad. And it goes to show that I'm going to call him Mr. Whiskers, that's easier. Whiskers was the one who infiltrated Cliff and started the hallucinations and like bit off some wires. And he was the reason that Cliff went haywire, literally, and attacked Cyborg. So that was really interesting. I don't think Mr. Nobody had any part in it, but that was his way of revenge against Cliff running over his mom. So that was some revenge. That was a revenge arc. And it was so sad that his mom died, but it was cute that, you know, Admiral Whiskers really proved that he is not to be trifled with. Don't kill his mom, because he's going to come after you. And he really proved that. So I got to check the chat before we move on. Let's see. Ivan, what are you saying? People don't see rats as living things, and Whiskers showed them all. Thank you. I completely agree with you. Oh, but Billie Jean said it was by accident. Mr. Whiskers should have known better. Yeah, but I don't know. Cliff needed kind of like he needed a slap on the wrist or something. Jenna James said Brandon Fraser lucked out. His ex was going to send him to jail for failure of payment of alimony. You don't want to know how much he gets. $50,000 a month. Wait, did that happen in the show? All right, let's see. Renji, I don't like rats, but I kind of felt bad for him. I agree. Thank you. Thank you for having my back. All right. Well, guys, let me know what you thought of this episode as we continue on with the after show. I'm going to get on to some news and gossip real quick. Yeah. TV news. Because there's actually a really good amount of news this week, because WonderCon happened. And I'm bummed that I didn't get to go. I don't know if you guys went at all. But Elena went, and she got to do really cool things. If you follow her, you should check out all the stuff that she did. I really wish I went, because I usually go to WonderCon. This is like the first year in like a couple years that I haven't gone. I was just so freaking busy. But speaking of news and gossip, WonderCon. The DC Universe announced that Swamp Thing will be making its debut on the platform, this DC streaming platform, on May 31st, 2019. I wanted to bring that up just because this is the same platform that Doom Patrol is on, and we really want to give love to more of these shows, because one, Doom Patrol is awesome, so I'm pretty sure Swamp Thing's going to be awesome, and if we continue to support these shows, and if they're amazing shows at that, then we're going to get even more shows. I know Harley Quinn is around the corner, so definitely keep your eyes on May 31st, 2019, because that's when Swamp Thing's going to be coming out. So I'm super excited for that. And obviously, we still got a whole season of Doom Patrol. I think we're halfway through. So awesome to hear about that from WonderCon. But there's more WonderCon news, because during the panel at WonderCon for Doom Patrol, producer Jeremy Carver confirmed that Flex Mentallo will in fact appear on the series, but it's unclear exactly how and when and for how long. So we don't really know, because that's a very fan favorite character. And it's interesting because now we can start like, oh, who do you want to portray Flex? That's my question for you. I don't even know who I'd want to see Flex, you know, Flex as. Because that's going to be really interesting to see that dynamic, because we already have such a diverse cast of characters already. So to throw another character into this, I don't know if it's even this particular season. Maybe it's season two. I don't know. So what do you guys think? Ooh, Ivan said in the chat, Swamp Thing will be very horror heavy. I like that. I like that a lot. But our last bit of news is talking about Brendan Fraser, because he plays, obviously, Cliff, who is a former race car driver. He actually today served as the honorary pace car driver for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 at Texas Motor Speedway. So that's really freaking phenomenal for him to do that, especially his character, obviously, Cliff, is, hello, a former race car driver. So that was really cool. I need to see some pictures for that, because you know, I didn't know that he could do that. That's really cool, Brendan Fraser. I mean, where you been, girl? Let's check out the chat. Let's see. Ivan says Danny the Street next week on Doom Patrol. Okay. All right. Robbie Amell for Flex from Jose. All right. Let's see. What else? Oh, Renji says that, what do you think of the new Stargirl look? I did see her. I didn't put that in news just because that's, you know, Stargirl's her own thing. But I don't know if you guys saw it, but she kind of looks, I immediately looked at it and I said, oh my gosh, total like Captain America. I know that's like her kind of, that's her gig and everything, but she looks like a gender bent version of Captain America. But she looks awesome and I'm excited to see, you know, her in live action form, like actually in movement through live action form. But yeah, definitely hype for sure. Now we got to get to our special segment before we get to predictions, because, I really want to show some love to you guys, because obviously I'm alone today, but that's fine. But you guys left some awesome comments last week on our after show, and I really just wanted to do something different and showcase some of those, because they can actually help us with some of the predictions we got going on. So last week on episode 6, Bishop2003 said, great episode, definitely one of the best this season. I think we will learn more about Cyborg's true memories later on. I don't trust Silas at all. So thank you, Bishop, for that comment, because I'm not sure if I don't trust Silas that much either anymore, because something's just not right with Cyborg's memories. Jameel Brewster last week said, anyone notice how the robot dude didn't watch Cyborg's dad work on him? I didn't notice that until you commented, because last week we didn't see that. So I'm wondering if Silas was working on Vic when no one was present. So that feeds into more of that theory of not trusting Silas. And last comment I got was from Gracian Ryan, who says, I wonder if they are following the storyline where Niles is the one who caused all of their accidents because he didn't like them as people before their accidents. Interesting. Very interesting, because there you go. There's another character we can't freaking trust. Way to go, Niles. I thought you had our character's best interests. I still don't really know, because was that place going to be for Jane if she just didn't amount to anything? Because Jane had her own room back in the last episode. I don't know. Well, before we get to predictions, I do want to check out the chat one more time, because that was kind of the episode. It was a very good episode. I really enjoyed it. I definitely think it was a necessary episode to have our characters air out all of their dirty laundry, like I said, because once they're able to do that, they can move forward and actually make progress towards defeating Mr. Nobody, you know, because we don't want history to repeat itself ever again. Not with this show. So Renji reminds us that Flex has the power to alter reality by flexing. His comics are pretty meta Ant. All right. Ant Bucks is excited for Stargirl, as am I. Jenna James said, I'd rather Ross Butler, Noah Centineo, KJ Apa, or Tyler Posey for flex. Ooh, interesting picks, especially Tyler Posey. But can he flex? Can Tyler Posey flex? Interesting. I don't know. And then Ivan Soto says, nobody really has to fear our Doom Patrol with the way he keeps messing with them, right? I know, right? And that's another thing. I mean, the Doom Patrol might actually end up defeating themselves before Mr. Nobody can do anything, for crying out loud. And last thing from the chat, Billie Jean says, do you think the spirit is going to talk to Larry without doing it in dreams? Ooh, okay. All right. Well, now that you ask that, let's get to predictions, because I'm going to start predicting.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
All right, guys, while I'm saying my predictions, make sure you're putting them in the live chat. And if you're not tuning in live, leave them in the comments. You can always tweet us if you're not listening on YouTube, or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can always tweet me, DM me. You can DM Elena and Tehran, because we love talking about this show. It's so much fun to theorize with you guys. But for my predictions, I think Negative Man will start kind of appearing before, or at least I want him to appear before Larry, because I think that's really necessary. Because, one, I think we've had enough of these dream sequences. We've had enough of these alternate realities, these other dimensions. I think we kind of need to kind of stay a little bit grounded. I know the show is not grounded at all, but it'd be nice to, just for a different scenario, a different setting. I think we need those grounded settings in order to really focus in on our characters. So I'm hoping that he does talk to him one-on-one, and they start really working with one another in a really, really strong symbiotic relationship, or, you know, fighting relationship. That'd be cool. With Rita, I still don't know what the deal is with the child we saw in the past. I don't know. I really do think she might have had an abortion, or maybe she unintentionally caused a child's death. And that's why I still think that's why she was so bent on saving Elliot, because she really wants to make up for something that happened in the past. I'm just going to go ahead and say it, y'all. I think Silas killed Cyborg's mom. I think he, in order to maybe Vic not to hate Silas, he made it so that he altered his memories in order for maybe Vic to hate himself, just to get out of the hot seat, maybe, you know. I think that was a really crappy thing for him to do, possibly, but I think that's what he did, because they already don't have a really good relationship to begin with. So I'm wondering if that's what happened. I don't know what else could happen. I think Jane's going to start fighting with her personalities more, and that's going to just throw her off the edge. And obviously she's already off the edge, but I think that's going to really, I think that's going to also really tarnish her relationship with Cliff. And I'm really still hoping that Cliff just meets Clara, for crying out loud. We need that already. He definitely needs closure with his only family member, his only living biological family member. Before we go, I am going to look at chat one more time, because I want to hear your predictions. Aunt Buck says, maybe she was pregnant when she fell in the lake. That's why she wanted to do her own stunt during her origin story. What? Well, that would be a definite game changer. So I wonder if she fell in the lake, that's why she wanted to do her own stunt. Very interesting. To abort the baby? Oh my gosh. Rita, that's insane. Okay, Billie Jean says, I predict Larry and the negative spirit are going to finally talk to each other, and it will grow into a strong friendship. Or more, who knows? Oh my gosh. Does that mean you ship Larry and the negative spirit? They could be like, they could be like boyfriends or something. That would be cool. Ivan says, Larry can't be awake when the negative spirit is out of his body. Okay. All right, that makes a lot of sense. That kind of sucks, though, because then they can't talk in person. But maybe they'll change it, though, in the show, or unless that's already a thing in the show. I don't really notice. I don't know. Let's see. Ooh, this is about Silas and Vic from Jenna James. Silas didn't have to wait until Vic was crying and begging for help, because he had hit a rock bottom. He was stuck well enough to learn the lesson Silas wanted him to learn for now. Interesting. Okay. All right. And Jose says we will visit the underground. That's your prediction. I would love the underground because that's where all of Jane's personalities are, right? Right? Because we haven't met all of them yet, so I really want to know more about them. It's hard to keep track of them. There's Hammerhead, there's Baby Doll, there's the Penny Farthing, there's the Hangman's Daughter. There's a lot to keep track of. So maybe we shouldn't delve into the underground. One more thing. Well, from Billie Jean. Well, Cliff needs to get fixed first, thanks to the rat. Well, that's very true. I do love Admiral Whiskers, and I really hope that's not the last we've seen of him. Well, unfortunately, we do have to wrap up. You know, I'm solo. I don't have much else to say, but you guys have been such a pleasure in the chat. Thank you so much, Jenna James, Ivan Soto, Jose Guzman, Nemo, Kuro. I see you guys. Billie Jean, you were freaking awesome. I really appreciate you guys, you know, coming on Sundays and talking about this amazing show. I'm super, super excited for the remainder of this season because we're literally, I think, halfway through this season. So it can only get better because each week I'm looking forward to Fridays because that's when the episode drops and I'm so excited to watch it each week. But until then, we will say our goodbyes here at AfterBuzz. I am your host, Ollie Drennan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. Be sure to tweet me your theories or DM me your predictions of what's going to happen because I love hearing them. Until then, we will see you Sunday for episode 8 of Doom Patrol. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.